Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Kyle Rittenhouse, you may remember him. He was the young man, and I literally mean that. He's a very young teenager, really. I think he's 18. But he shot and killed two people in Kenosha during a Black Lives Matter protest against the paralyzing of Jacob Blake by an officer who shot him in the back seven times while he was slowly getting into the car with his kids in the back seat. The DA down there said, oh, a reasonable cop would have done that. State people didn't do anything. And police, the law enforcement down there reinstated him without discipline, a disgusting thing, disgusting in Kenosha County. Has to be looked at by a U.S. attorney when there's a new one. Kyle Rittenhouse was charged killing two people, and he's played a lot of games. He's not disclosed publicly where he lives. He hasn't even disclosed it to the DA. The judge let him simply disclose what's called under seal to the judge and the police. That was wrong. It should have been disclosed to the DA too. In any event, he's being prosecuted. Somehow he came up with $2 million cash bail. $2 million. This kid has no money. What happened is Donald Trump's people and right-wing people around the country have contributed, and to his attorney's fees. Well, it turns out there was a disclosure, and it was not a publicly filed disclosure, but it was some kind of a disclosure through social media. The number of police officers around the state and the country have contributed to Kyle Rittenhouse's defense. And it turns out that a number of police officers in the state and around the country have contributed to the guy who shot Jacob Blake for his attorney's fees. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. It's one thing for police officers around the country or the state to contribute to a fellow police officer, even though what I think he did was inexcusable and should be prosecuted. But when police officers start to contribute and do contribute to Kyle Rittenhouse, a criminal defendant who's accused of killing two people, he's not with law enforcement. He showed up with a weapon and he shot two people and he wounded others. That goes beyond the pale. That goes beyond the pale. One of the officers was disciplined. That is an indication from law enforcement, that at least from those particular people, that they are supporting somebody who broke the law. If a police officer is being investigated, I think, even though I disagree with them, a fellow police officer or a police union can support the officer. Again, I disagree in this case. I don't disagree in many cases. In fact, most cases, they do support their own, and they should. I have officers in my own family, cousin, great uncle. But when it's somebody who's not a law enforcement, not a police officer, Kyle Rittenhouse, who has $2 million bail and expensive lawyers and shot two people, it's wrong for police officers to contribute to him. It's just flat out wrong. It gives the impression and the reality that law enforcement is essentially, at least the ones that contributed, supporting illegal conduct, supporting violence. They're not supposed to support violence. They're supposed to stop violence. So there you have it. Kyle Rittenhouse, we wondered where his $2 million came from. The contributions from police officers around the country was certainly not huge compared to the total amount raised, but it sends a very disturbing signal. A police officer in Virginia that got disciplined for that. Why is a police officer in Virginia contributing to a criminal defendant in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who shot two people? That's a political statement, and it is wrong. Very, very wrong. Well, we'll go to California. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, I think a darn good governor of California, Republicans ginned up a recall, required a million and a half signatures. They got a little over 2 million. And he's going to go on a recall ballot. And the recall ballot's going to have two questions. One of them is, should he be recalled? And if he's not recalled, then that's the end of it. And right now, 56% of the people will not vote to recall him. So this is simply the Republicans who managed to trick a lot of other people who are dissatisfied with COVID restrictions like social distancing and capacity limits to say, ah, let's throw the governor out. Governor didn't create the virus. What he's doing is very much reasonable. It's very, very reasonable. It's very much in sync with the CDC guidelines. It's very similar to what other governors are doing. People are seeing through it, and he very likely won't be recalled. But if they vote to recall him, let's just say, for the sake of argument, 51% of the people in the first question say we recall, then the second question will be a whole list of candidates. Who do you want to be governor? And his name will be on it. But then there will be others. The Republican Party apparently is putting up Caitlyn Jenner. I don't think that's going anywhere. Caitlyn Jenner running as a Republican. Are you kidding me? Republican Party out there anywhere is going to oppose her. I oppose Caitlyn Jenner. I don't want a conservative masquerading as a liberal on some social issues and then knifing the Democratic Party. I don't want that. But there'll be other names as well. And here's the question circulating in California. Should we throw another Democratic name on there against Gavin Newsom just in case? So if he survives the recall question, great. But if he doesn't, and then people don't want him, shouldn't we have another prominent Democrat on there whom they can vote for? I think that's a very bad idea. I want to make that clear. Very bad idea. They had a governor named Gray Davis a long time ago. Gray Davis. And he got into some trouble, largely, I think, because he was bland. And they did that. They decided to salt the second question with another Democrat just in case. And they picked a guy named Cruz Bustamante. Well, Governor Gray Davis did get recalled. His name was also listed in the second question, who do you want as governor, along with Cruz Bustamante? And a guy named Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator. Arnold Schwarzenegger creamed them. He beat Cruz Bustamante, beat Gray Davis. Flat out wrong. That's what happens. You don't want that. Dems, keep your paws off this. Get behind Gavin Newsom, stop the recall, and don't go sneaking around trying to be cagey and crafty and Machiavellian and sneak a Democratic name against him on the second question. Going to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Betsy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Well, a couple things. The Kyle Rittenhouse, Mike Lindell, and Ricky Schrader put up the $2 million, I believe. But beyond that, I have a friend in California, and they're recalling Gavin Newsom because of the COVID pandemic.
Yep.
And it's happening all over our country. It's happening here with our Governor Evers. I'm so sad for our country. I really don't see us coming out of this. I think COVID, of course, will be around forever, but I just think that we will never get this under control as long as we have a obstructionist weaponizing and politicizing this pandemic. I mean, it's just so sad. Like they say, Australia doesn't have any, New Zealand doesn't have any. And why? Because they shut down and they care about human life. I just, so sad. Robin Voss, he's really on my list. I don't understand any of this, and I'm so tired of it. And Jim Jordan and Dr. Fauci, and did you know Dr. Fauci is really renowned? I mean, people don't even know what amazing things he's done for our country, Dr. Fauci. I mean, it's just
right. Right. Yeah. You know, Betsy, can you believe this? He's gotten death threats. I mean, Trump ginned it up attacking him. He gets death threats. He is the most meek, polite guy I've seen and a brilliant scientist. And I'll leave you with a few things. One is, you're right, out in Gavin Newsom, they're going after him with the coronavirus. I think we're going to have to get boosters for a while. Yeah, I get a booster for the flu every year. So, okay. And most scientists say we'll have to get boosters for maybe up to 10 years. I've gotten a booster for the flu at least for 10 years. No problem. No problem. And eventually what happens is we get enough herd immunity that it's screened out. The second thing, Betsy, just to make everybody, and especially you, feel a little better, think about how our ancestors felt in 1861 when the Civil War started, or in 1941 when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. The Nazis declared war on us. It wasn't clear we could win that war. And then you would have had a Japanese invasion of the West Coast and a Nazi invasion of the East Coast. I mean, there. And what about the Revolutionary War, where if Washington hadn't won, the British would have come in and executed a lot of people. And they did anyway.
Yeah.
So all I can say is, yeah, we have some challenges, but nowhere near what our ancestors did. And I tell you what, they were magnificent and they came through it. But I love hearing from you. I agree with you on Gavin Newsom and the politicization of politics by Robin Voss, Donald Trump, the entire Republican Party, Kevin McCarthy, Devin LeMahieu, the new head of the Senate here, all of them are weaponizing politics and dragging our country down.
Yeah.
They have got to be stopped. We can stop them. It starts with getting rid of gerrymander, and it also goes to getting rid of Citizens United. Corporations are not people. Money is not speech. And we've got to make that clear. We have got to make
that clear.
So, Betsy, thank you very much for calling in. The lines are still open. We're going to a break, a short break. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gonna sock it to me now. Got the jump up.